们下午要跟大家一起来分享学习啊，《传道书》第一章到第五章。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with you, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 5.
好，那在圣经里头啊，可以说没有任何一卷书卷啊，像《传道书》一样啊，一直啊受到人家的争论跟质疑。
And in the Bible, there's not one book. Other than the book of Ecclesiastes that have been doubted and raised question by many authors.
因为在这十二章传道书里头，作者仿佛这个表达了很多消极沉闷的思想。
Because in these two chapters, the author often writes about the meaningless of life and how do you reconsider living a meaningful life.
所以有些人就说年轻人不要读传道书。
And therefore, there are some people who encourage the younger generation not to read the book of Ecclesiastes.
说看了之后说会失去人生的这个冲劲。
And because maybe after reading, you may be influenced about the dynamic of your life.
其实这是对传道书的误解。
And actually, this is the misunderstanding of the book.
那也有人对于传道书的作者提出质疑。
And there are some people who raise questions on this book.
都使得这一部原本不太容易了解的经卷又添增了一些神秘的色彩。
And this question raises that because the difficulty of understanding this book added with some other different tastes and flavors, it makes comprehension more difficult.
圣经的正典既然把传道书收录在66卷当中想必一定有神所要传达的信息在里头。
And since this book is canonized within the 66 chapters, there's obviously messages God wants men to read.
传道书所要透露的看起来好像是消极的态度其实也正是这个人们争执不休的原因。
And even though the book may seem very narrow, closely, but it also brings to us men about how we should live.
就如同第一章第二节那边说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And just like chapter 1 verse 2, it says that vanity of vanity, say the teacher, everything is vanity.
反复否定了人生数十载辛劳的价值。
And basically, it has negated all the hard labors of a man.
虚空这个词在传道书里头出现高达32次之多。
The book Vanity or Meaningless appears 32 times in this book.
那日光之下这个词句也高达28次。
And the phrase under the sun occurred 28 times.
那这是否表示传道书的思想信息是悲观的，是消极的，是没有希望的吗？
Does this mean that the message from this book is negative, that doesn't mean anything to us?
其实只要我们把传道书读到最后，我们就能够明白。
And if we start reading from the first chapter to the last chapters, then we can understand.
传道书所要给人们的信息并不是只是消极的逃避人生。
And the message the book tries to tell us is not the narrow way, the negative way of how we avoid living a life.
而是要告诉人，在知道人生的这个消极的一面之后能够积极的去寻求神。
And on the negative side, that tells us what life is dynamically that we should go and look and pursue for God.
谨守神的诫命，尽人所当尽的本分。
That is to obey God's commandments and to fulfill the role that human has to do.
这也是传道书的整个结论在十二章那边。
And that is the conclusion we find in chapter 12.
那有关传道书的作者到底是谁这也是一个争议。
And there is also contentions who the author is.
因为没有在这个书卷里头没有明确的标示作者是谁。
And because there's no author, the name of the author written in this book.
只是用传道者这样的名称来表达。
And it's using the teacher or the word preacher to comprehend.
那到底传道者是谁？
And who is this teacher or the preacher?
那为什么作者不明讲他是谁，而用传道者来称呼自己？
And why does the author doesn't reveal themselves, but yet just use a common phrase, a teacher?
传道书的作者啊，到底是谁？我们可以从第一章那边就可以看得出来。
And actually tells us in verse 1, chapter 1.
在耶路撒冷做王大卫的儿子来推测作者应该就是所罗门王。
Verse 1 says that the son of David, king of Jerusalem, we can reduce it to refer to Solomon.
虽然有人就原文的用词跟以色列王国当时惯用的风格之不同来反对所罗门王是作者。
And sometimes there are people that contend this based on the grounds of the written language that has been used that neglects Solomon as the author.
因为在所罗门王做王的时候，以色列他们的国势是强盛的。
Because when Solomon was the king, that his kingdom is the most powerful.
没有传道书里头所提到的一些社会乱象、宗教乱象。
And the society is not what has been mentioned in this book.
所以反对说这个传道书的作者是所罗门王。反而主张说可能是在西西家王这个时期之后有人假托所罗门王的名做了这一封书。
The contention point is that people neglected Solomon. It may be somebody after the king of Hezekiah who write pretending to be Solomon writing this book.
但是一般还是同意传道书是所罗门王的著作。
And majority still believe that the author is Solomon.
因为在传道书里头多次提到有关追求智慧动大工程建造房舍这个跟列王记那边记载所罗门王当王的时候是可以说是相通的。
And many writings in this book tells about future hopes about the greatness of kingdoms.This has some similarities that happens in the writing of the first king.
如果再更深入的去推断的话那除了所罗门王之外没有其他的可能。
And if we start the theory of deductions besides Solomon, there could not be any person that is able to write this.
那既然假设所罗门王他是传道书的作者
，Assuming Solomon is the author of this book.
他为什么不像在箴言或在雅各一样就直接署名是他的作品
？And why doesn't he write his name down just like Song of Songs or in the Book of Proverbs？
为什么以传道者来自称
？And why does he address himself as the teacher or the preacher？
合理的解释可以说，当所罗门王他在饱经这个世故的磨练之后
And some explanation may be that while he was preserving all these happenings,
集荣华富贵于一身的所罗门王，在晚年却因为宠爱外邦的嫔妃而犯罪。
And because of his glory and enjoyment, luxurious life, that he committed sins with his many wives.
所以他自觉的说他不配以王的身份因为他的名字叫所罗门所罗门是平安的意思他没有平安所以他就用传道者的身份来劝导后世的这个子孙
And because of his negligent living life that Solomon means king of peace yet he would like to encourage his younger generations to live a meaningful life
这是有关传道书作者的一些资料我跟大家分享
And just my sharing upon the author of this book
传道书不但不容易解释而且很难这个去分段
And Solomon book of Ecclesiastes is difficult to explain and is difficult to sectionize
所以在我们日后每个礼拜的查经一章一章的查经当中都要跟前面能够连贯起来这样才能够整卷来了解，而不会以偏来概全。
And so when we do the Bible sharings weekly, that you have to go on the preceding weeks to start to get the whole ideas instead of doing a sectionized search.
那传道书大概可以分成三段就是引言从一章第一节到十一节， 然后再来就是本论，从一章的十二节到十一章的八节，那最后就是结论，从十一章的九节到最后。
And basically it can be broken down from chapter 1 verse 1 to 11 is about the introductions and then to the main bodies and then the conclusions.
而传道书它的议论的方式啊，是采这个渐进式的啊，引言主要来说明人生的虚空，然后本论啊，再从各方面深入来探讨这个问题啊，最后啊，结论把它引到敬畏神的主题上。
And the style of this writing is that it first begins with the introduction is about the vanity of life. The second is tells how we fix the problems or how we can address it. And thirdly is the conclusions of the vanity of the introduction.
好，那因为在啊本论里头啊蕴含一些悲观色彩啊，这些占了大部分哈，所以很容易让人啊感觉到说传道书啊是一本消极沉闷的书卷。
And because of the body of the style of writing, that many people assume that this is the negative ways of our life.
所以有人这么建议所以我们可以从最后一章结论先看，然后再退过来看这个第一章啊。
And there are some ideas that you can read the last chapters, and then after understanding that chapters, and then you go back reading backwards.
这样比较容易掌握。传道书主要表达的主旨在哪里
？And then you will have a better understanding what the styles and the teachings of this book of Ecclesiastes is.
不会让我们觉得说，这传道书好像是愤世嫉俗、悲观主义者的作品。
And you will therefore will give us a notation that this book is just not a transgressors, that will just a negative base of life.
所以我们不妨试试看我们先后面看完之后，然后再开始从前面找这个查经的时候，这样我们就比较能了解哈，传道书的主题在哪边啊，不会这个落入到这种偏激的这个消极的地步去。
And therefore, we can give a try that you read the last concluding chapters, and then return back on a weekly Bible studies and study in detail, chapter by chapter.
那以上是。传道书我们在这个查考传道书之前有关传道书的概论跟大家稍微分享一下。
And this is what I will introduce to you, the outlines and the descriptions of this chapter, of this book.
好，那接下来就是我们来看传道书的第一章。
Now, let's continue with chapter one.
我们手头上应该都有拿到讲义啊。
And apologize that it's only, the handout is only in Chinese.
在传道书的第一章一到二节那边是交代有关这个传道书它的背景还有它的作者。
And chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 is about the backgrounds and the introduction of this person.
从这个一章一节我们知道这个传道书的作者在耶路撒冷做过王，是大卫的儿子。
Chapter 1, verse 1, the author is the son of David, king in Jerusalem.
他的身份跟地位。
And tell us his descriptions and his position.
那第二节可以说是这个传道书它的一个这个总题的，它最主要探讨的题目。
Verse 2 is the theme for the book of Ecclesiastes.
虚空，探讨人生的虚空。
The vanity of human life.
那接下来三节到十一节是传道书的一个概论。
Now, verse 3 to verses 3 to 11 is the outlines of this book.
第三节谈到劳碌有什么价值。
Verse 3 tells about labels and what value it comes with it.
在日光之下，传道书很多日光之下。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, there occur many times the phrase under the sun.
所以这个也告诉我们传道书在探讨的是在讨论的这个虚空是日光之下的虚空。
And so the discussion mentioned in this book is basically vanity under the sun.
那我们知道我们基督徒我们信了主之后我们就已经不只是在日光之下。
We have to understand that we, after we believe, converted in Christ, that we are no longer living only under the sun.
我们的视野已经被主耶稣提升到日光之上去了。
And our positions has been raised by Jesus to above the sun.
好啊，这个是我们在读传道书的时候啊，我们要不断的提醒自己。
And he has reminded us that we are living above the sun while we are reading this book.
啊，日光之下劳碌啊，有什么价值
？So under the sun we labor, and what value it brings for us?
那第四节是谈到人生的短处啊，一代一代的过去啊。
Verse 4 tells us the shortness, the short spans of mankind generation comes and goes.
那五节到七节谈到哈生活上的枯燥。
And verses 5-7 is the dryness or the monotonous of life.
哦，用这个太阳的起落，用啊这个风的哦这个啊这个运转，还有水流的循环啊来谈这个。人生啊是枯燥无味的啊，什么都是啊重复、重复再重复啊。
And here he uses the sun, the wind, the stream that flows in the manner, and is always a routine work.
好，那第八节啊谈到世事的厌烦啊，哦，以前有过的事啊，哦，以后还会再发生啊。
And what's it basically tell history? Things that happens before and it will happen again in the future.
好，九节到十节谈到历史的重复。
And verses 9 tells us a historical event repeating itself.
啊，当然有人会抗议说啊，哎，以前也没有飞弹，哦，以前没有电脑，啊，怎么会说历史重复呢？哦，其实那个是讲原则哈，不是讲那些东西啊。
And when we say history repeat itself, people may say complain in the previously we do not have missiles or computers. We are not talking about historical event. We are talking about things that already.Major issues that happen.
好，那十一节啊，就谈到啊啊，被人遗忘的虚空啊。
And verses 11 is things that men remember about vanities.
过去的世代没人纪念。
Previous generations people will forget.
好，世代一代一代的过去能留下来啊啊，留下一些啊啊一些记录的很少。
Generation comes and goes, and what is written down that can be remembered are very few.
哦，所以啊，这是传道书的哈一个概论。
And this is what the objective or the outlines of Ecclesiastes.
好，那啊，接下来哈就进到本论里头了。
And now we are the subject matter of this book.
好，那在本论的第一部分啊，是作者哈。他本身一个主观的体验跟经验。
And the first point of this subject matter is that the personal feelings and experience of this author.
好，啊，第一章十二节开始到第二章二十六节。
It begins from chapter 1 verse 12 through chapter 2 verse 26.
哦，在他啊，在传道人哈，啊，这个作者哈，啊，他主观的经验里头啊，首先就是对于学术知识追求，他感到虚空。
And first experience, this author realized that what he was pursuing for knowledge, it made him realize what vanity of life is.
啊，一章的十二节到十八节那里。
That is written from verses 12 through 18.
哦，十二节他交代了啊追求者哈的一个背景。
And here he encouraged the pursuer on their background.
哦，是在耶路撒冷啊做以色列的王。
And this pursuer is the king over Israel in Jerusalem.
啊，也借此来表示啊。哦，他的阅历啊是相当的丰富啊，他够资格啊来劝勉世人啊。
And he basically tells us that he is qualified to encourage, exhort men about what knowledge is.
哦，那十三节那边哎谈到哦这个啊作者他本身研究的态度。
Verse 13 tells the attitude of this person doing his research.
哦，谈到他专心啊。
Telling us that he's diligent.
好。啊，专心用智慧来寻求查究天下所做的一切事哦，所以他的态度第一个专心呢。
Firstly, his attitude towards study is that he devote himself.
哦，那原文的意思是说把心交出去的。
Basically, it means that he put all out for it.
啊，意思就是全心全意。
With all his life and with all his mind.
哦，代表他追求研究学问的一个深度。
And it tells us that his attitudes and his diligence in studying a subject matter.
哦，再来，他谈到他寻求。
And next, it comes to his explore.
啊，搜索追求啊，哦，代表他追求学问知识的广度。
And here it tells about that how he explored and he went out all about to study from all aspects.
好啊，然后他运用自己的智慧。
And next, he used his own wisdom.
好，所罗门王啊，他有超乎一般人的智慧。
Solomon, knowledge of not the knowledge exceeded more than man.
啊，因为他向神祈求智慧，神给他智慧。
Because he prayed for wisdom and God granted him wisdom.
好，那他研究的结果是什么呢
？And what is his conclusion?
好啊，首先他第一个结论就是都是劳苦啊。
And the first conclusion is that everything is meaningless.
好啊，在这个十三节的下半段哦，啊，世人所经历啊是极重的劳苦。
And last part of verse 13 says, "What a heavy burdens laid on man."
哦，这个世人哈，在传道书里头啊，大多应原文是亚当人哈，亚当啊。
And the word "man" in this book often refers to the Adam man.
哦，总共啊，出现了47次之多啊。
And it occurred 47 times in the whole book.
啊，意思就是堕落的人。
Basically, it tells about a destructive man.
始祖亚当夏娃犯罪而堕落。
And the ancestor Adam and Eve committed transgression sins, and it was condemned.
好，然后让罪进了这个世界，罪所带来的工价就是死，就是劳苦愁烦，就是审判。
And the price that bought by this sin is that it will be vanity, and it will be condemned.
好，所以世人呢，就是这是亚当的后代。
And therefore, all men are descendants of Adam.
进阶劳苦。
And it will encounter toils.
那十四节那边谈到都是虚空。
Verse 14 tells everything is vanity.
虚空跟捕风在这个传道书里头也经常出现。
Vanity and chasing after the wind occur many times in the book of Ecclesiastes.
虚空原文的意思是吹气吹出去的
Vanity means that you blow something, blow out the air.
代表说一无所获白费心机，白忙一场。
And it signifies that it's just a waste of all your effort that you put into it.
那再来，他研究的第三个所得是境界枉然。
And the third thing is that this author analyzed that everything comes by itself.
在第十五节那边。
Verse 15.
世间有很多的缺陷
，and there are many shortcomings on earth。
就如同弯曲的，但是人却不能够把它变直啊。
What is crooked like man, it cannot straighten it out。
是人的力量不能够改变，不能够弥补的。
And it's the capability of man that cannot help this issue or it cannot solve the problem。
追求学问、知识这个的研究的结果。第四个就是境界愁烦。
And the fourth result of studying all this knowledge and wisdom that it will bring more worried.
十六节到十八节那里。
That's from verse 16 through 18.
就如同我们中国的祖先老子所说的，生也有涯，学而无涯。所以要以这个有限的生命，要去填满那个无限的这个知识领域所以做不到。
Just like Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu says that we cannot fill up what we cannot really know of.
所以这个带来虚空啊。
And this brings us vanity.
多有智慧，多有愁烦啊，知识增加，忧伤增加。
As there's more increase of knowledge of wisdom, increase worried, and increase worried will increase our life.
这是作者他本身在于学术知识上追求所体验到的。
And this is the experience this author felt while he was looking up, was pursuing for knowledge.
劳苦枉然，虚空愁烦。
And that is that you toss and you labels, and then all these are in vain.
这是传道书的第一章。
This is Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
我们在查考这个第一章的时候我们也可以试着我们。试着去分享我们对人生的看法，是不是如同传道书的作者他的体验一样
？And while we are start reading this chapter, let us ponder whether our life is what the author writes.
那我们对于学术知识上的 追求，我们应该保持着什么样的一个态度跟看法，才不至于落到虚空里头。
While we are pursuing and looking for knowledge and wisdom, that we would not label all this in vain, just like what this author says.
哦，这个大家可以谈一谈啊。
And let us ponder about this question.
那接下来第二章
，Chapter Two，
好，承续着这个第一章的主题啊，就是作者他个人的主观经历。
And based on experiences on chapter one.
好，那第二个作者他的经验就是对于属世娱乐的这个体验。
And through the luxurious life that this guy lived.
好，他也觉得虚空。
And he feels this is also meaningless to them.
好，首先呢就是关于这个欢乐方面哈，一到三节。
And especially from verses 1 to 3, talking about the pleasures.
好。在这个一到三节里头啊，这个作者说我的心呐、来吧我用喜乐来试试你，让你享福啊，谁知道这也是虚空啊。
And verse 3 says, "Come to my heart, and come that I will give you pleasures and find what is good, but this is also meaningless."
好，那里头谈到喜笑就是原文是这个疯狂大笑的意思。
And laughter, which means that you just go crazy laughing at it.
好，这个宴乐啊
，and pleasures
啊，结果没有得到什么
，and when you do not get any good benefit of this
啊，那再来在4节到7节谈到在居住方面
，and verse 4 to 7 talks about our livelihood
哦，4到7节所罗门这个作者以为自己动了很多工程在居住的品质上大大下功夫。
In his lifestyle, that he has constructed many projects and to make a luxurious life.
好，所罗门王总共在位40年。
Solomon was a king for 40 years.
好，那圣经的记载在这40年中有26年他动了很多大工程啊。
In the 40 years, part of 26 years, he constructed many projects.
13 年造王宫 ,13 年建宝座挖水池。
13 years he built his temple, I mean his palace. 13 years he built the canals.
40年做王这个26年在盖房子。
40 years as a king, 26 years he spent on building buildings.
这是他对于居住方面的一个追求
And this is how he pursued for and looked after his life.
好，那接下来对于财富方面
And continuously, we study about how to manage wealth.
第八节那边
Verse 8.
为自己积蓄金银君王的财宝，各省的财宝
Verse 8, it tells about that how he managed all this. His own and the country's wealth.
他的财宝多得不可胜数。
And his wealth is uncountable.
如果我们查考列王纪上。
If we study First King.
或者历代志下。
Or Second Chronicles.
我们会知道说所罗门王他有钱到在他当王的时候有钱到因为金子太多银子没有价值的。
And he, during his reign as king that he is so rich, filthy rich that Gold means some value, and silver means nothing.
9节10节所罗这个作者谈到他尽情的去享受他的人生。
Verse 9 and 10 tells about how this author just luxuriously enjoying himself.
甚至他用一句话来概括说，眼所见的心所乐的没有禁止。
He even boldly says that my heart take delight in all what I have seen, and my eyes will see what I want.
有人这么说所罗门王。
And some comments about Solomon.
他一整天忙的是什么
？And what does he busy himself about?
宴客请客。
And he would just host banquets.
一年当中忙的是什么
？And throughout the whole year, what he what he labors for?
盖房子。
He make construct buildings.
那一辈子忙的是什么
？And throughout his life, what he labored for?
娶小老婆纳妾一生 一辈子娶了1000个老婆
And he will keep marrying, and that he will have mistresses about close to 1,000.
哦，这就是所罗门王的人生啊。
And this is the life of Solomon.
哦，在属世的娱乐上尽情的追求。
And on the life on the world that he enjoys luxurious life.
结论是什么？
And what is his conclusion?
11节那边，二章十一节说。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
啊，说我查看我手所经营的一切事和劳碌所成的功，谁知啊，都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
And Jesus said what is said in verse 11.
好，啊，结果啊，还是虚空啊。
And in the end, it's all meaningless.
哎，这是啊，这个作者在于。哦，他属世娱乐追求所得到的结论。
And this is the conclusion of this author that while he was pursuing for his luxurious life, and he ends up and find this.
哦，那二章的十二节到十七节啊，在这里啊，作者他把智慧跟愚昧来做个比较。
And verses 12 to 17, he compared between wisdom and folly.
有什么相同的地方？有什么不同的地方？
What are the similarities and the differences?
哦，相同的地方啊，十二节到十四节那边啊，记载着相同点啊。
Verses 12 to 14 writes about the similarities.
好、哦、啊，后人哦，这个啊、这个两个哈、哦、都要共同面对啊共同的事情啊，就是死亡啊，这是相同点啊。
Similarity of between fool and the wise is that both will die.
好、哦、啊，死后啊，没有人纪念呐、啊。
And after both dies, no one can will remember.
啊，有智慧的人也是要死啊，愚昧的人后来还是要死。
The wise will die, and the fool will die. The fool will die.
哦，这是相同的。
These are similar.
啊，那不同的啊。
Differences.
哦，在这个十二节哈。
Verse 12.
到十四节那里。
To 14.
哦，记载着不同的地方。
The difference are.
啊、哦，那、后人所为啊，不会胜过自己。
And those that who will live will not surpasses what he had.
啊，智慧能够啊、胜过愚昧，哦、还有啊、能够胜过愚昧的原因呢、啊、
？And the wise will be better than the fool.
哦，十三到十四节。
It's from verse 13 to 14.
好、哦，在这里谈到说眼目光明哈、哦，这个原文是、啊、眼睛在头上哈、哦。
And that had the eyes in his head. Verse 14.
智慧的人呐、啊，眼睛在头上，这不是啊，不是我们说啊，啊这个骄傲哈、啊，眼睛长在头上，不是那个意思哈、啊。
And verse 14, the wise man has eyes in his head is different from a proud person who just look up on other people.
哦，而是代表说啊，哦他啊有与众不同的啊这个视野跟见解。
And basically tells that it has different ways of a different perspective of seeing an issue.
好，那比较之后啊，他也得到一个结论。
And comparisons and these are the results.
哦，就是十七节。
Verse 17.
哦，十七节那边说啊，说在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是捕风。
And it's in my life that all the work under the sun was grievous to me, meaningless and chasing after the wind.
好，所以。作者在比较的智慧跟愚昧之后啊，他的结论还是虚空。
And so this author comparing wisdom and foolish, that it comes to vanity.
啊，因为在日光之下，通通要遇到同样的事情，就是死亡。死亡一临到，什么都没有。
Because under the sun, everything will come to an end. When death comes, and after that, everything ends.
而且也没有人能记住。
And furthermore.None will remember what you have done.
哦，所以这个让作者他觉得虚空。
And this makes the author feel that it's all meaningless.
好、哦，那十八到二十三节，作者对啊这个追求劳碌啊，哦，他有他的看法。
Verses 18 to 23, this author has different ways of perspective of looking how he work.
啊、哦、一生的劳碌啊，啊，结果啊是留给后面的人享福啊。
And all his all his toils is for his next generation to enjoy.
好、哦，那一生的劳碌啊，啊，带来的只有愁烦呐、啊。
And while he was living in the life, that it bring grief to them.
好、哦，所以作者觉得啊，还是虚空。
And the author feel that life is vanity.
好、 最后作者他得到了一个结论。
And in the end, the author figured out.
也是他对世人的一个劝诫。
And also and exhortations to everyone.
24-26那里。
Verses 24-26.
他体验到说在劳碌中享福其实是神的恩典。
And it's a grace of God that we labor, yet we enjoy what we do.
而且神随着自己的意思来施恩给那些这个义人。
And God give grace to the righteous.
我们在箴言也查考过说罪人为义人积财。
And we study that in the book of Proverbs that the wicked will store up treasures for the wise.
所以在这里作者他告诉我们怎么拥有不虚空。
And the author teaches us that how we can overcome vanity.
就仰望那个日光之上。
That is to wish the person above the sun.
享受神所给的平安、恩典、福气。
To enjoy the grace, peace God given us.
这是恩典。
This is the grace.
是神的恩典，神给的恩典。
And these are the graces God given to man.
那我们在讨论的时候，我们也可以来谈一谈。
Well, in the discussion, we can talk about.
今天我们在美国的弟兄姐妹蒙神祝福在物质上可以说跟所罗门有得比的。
And materialistically, that we live in the miracles, we are comparable with Solomon.
在娱乐上的追求我们也不会输给所罗门。
And in our luxurious life, that we are not far behind from Solomon.
所罗门他有唱歌的男女那我们有这个卡拉 OK 有 DVD
And Solomon has male and female singers today. We have karaoke or DVD music.
所罗门住这个大宫殿我们也住大别墅
And Solomon lived in a great palace. Today we live in a great mansion.
我们也是享受神给予我们的这个恩典丰盛。
And God, we enjoyed graces God given us.
但我们要怎么样在日常生活上借着神所给予的来荣耀神但是不至于落入到所罗门所说的一切都是虚空的这个陷阱死胡同里头。
And how can we live a life not as what Solomon says, everything is vanity, yet live a meaningful life?
那怎么样去做一个又有智慧又不虚空的智慧人
？And how can we become a wise person yet we do not know what vanity is?
能够免掉所罗门所说的到时候死了通通都一样的那种虚空。
And how can we avoid vanity of our life that after we died everything is meaningless for us?
那我们劳碌一切，我们为了我们的儿女为了我们这个将来来奋斗，怎么样才能够让我们所做所积存的所经营的一切不至于虚空？
And how can we live a life that while we were trying to save everything for our children, yet we can save it for them and let them live a meaningful life for us and them?
这个我们在查考的时候我们可以大家来分享。
And while we were discussing this, let us think about.
那接下来我们来看第三章。
Let's continue with chapter 3.
从第三章开始作者就不再以个人的主观的这个经验来谈，而是以他客观的观察得到的结果来谈。
And so the author here doesn't generalize what he is talking about, but he used some specific ways of discussions.
那三章的第一节到十五节这是就他观察万事万物有一个规律有一个循环，有一个定期来谈虚空。
And the author begins talking about vanity from verses 1 through 15 about a specific routine that occurred all the time.
一到八节谈到万物都有定时。
Verses 1 through 8 tells that a time for everything.
在这里作者举出了14对28个例子。
And here the author mentions 14 groups of double each, 28 examples.
来谈这个万物的定时。
And it tells that there's a time for all things.
那九节到十节。
verses 9 and 10.
谈到劳碌枉然，因为既然万物都有定期不是人能够强求能够改变的。
And since everything has a time that man cannot change this routine.
所以人不能做什么还是虚空。
Because man cannot override any of these, and these are vanity for man.
但是在这里他也提到一点啊。
But the author mentioned one thing.
第十节，三章十节，我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。
Verse 10, he says, I have seen the burden of God has laid upon man.
神让万事都有定期是要让人从当中学习顺服
And everything has a time for God to teach man that everything is under God's control.
这个精炼在原文里头是使谦卑顺服的意思。
And here the timing is that in original text it means that we have to abide to what the routine is.
像摩西在40岁的时候，那时候他还不能够被神用
For example, when Moses was 40 years old, God did not use him.
他充满了自己的理想，想要用人的方法来拯救，来释放他的同胞。
And Moses, at the age of 40, filled with emotions that he tries to use his ways to save his countrymen.
所以神让他在米甸的旷野牧羊，磨练了40年。
And God allowed Moses in the wilderness of Midian for 40 years, training him.
让他成为这个极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And he changed to change his meekness, that he's the meekness of all men on earth.
那接下来在接下来是作者的一个结论，11节到15节。
And next is the conclusion of the author, verses 11 through 15.
谈到神的创造。
Mentions about God's creation.
神让神这个各按其时创造万物
And in all these circumstances, that God created all things.
但是将这个追求永恒的心追求永生的心已经放在人的心里头。为的是要让人借着这样来寻找神。
And God has given this great consciousness in man that God already created for man that man may pursue for God.
那12节到13节谈到神的恩赐。
Verses 12-13 talking about the graces of God.
喜乐行善跟劳碌中享福那都是从神而来的恩赐
And this the graces of God is that we are happy to do what goodness while we are living.
那14节谈到神的作为。
Verse 14 talks about the creation of God.
神的作为目的就是要让世人能够敬畏他。
God created all these things so that man can worship him.
敬畏神敬畏这个词在圣经里头出现了330次之多。
And the fear of the Lord phrase appeared 333 times.
15节谈到神的永恒。
Verse 15 tells about eternity of God.
无论是过去、现在，甚至是未来的事都在神的掌握里头
Yesterday, today, tomorrow is in the control of God.
这是作者他对于这个他的对于万事万物都有定期的一个观察所得到的结果。
And this author has an understanding of a time for everything.
16节到22节他的第二个观察是人跟这个动物之间的一个对照。
The second observation author has on verse 16 to 22 is between animals and man.
16节谈到作者他的观察。
And verse 16 is the observation of the author.
在日光之下没有公义
Under the sun, there's no righteous. That's justice.
17节
Verse 17.
这是他的感想。
His feeling.
他的感想善恶必报啦。
And that everything will be rewarded accordingly.
神必要审判。
God will judge.
不但是义人恶人都在神那里
Both righteous and the wicked.
接下来18节到21节。
Verses 18 through 21.
是作者他的看法。
His feeling.
首先他认为 他觉得人跟动物啊没有什么不一样。
And there's no difference between animals and human beings.
哦，那因为啊都要死亡啊。
What would die?
啊，人怎么死啊？动物也是怎么死啊
？How human die? So does animals.
哦，所以他觉得啊都一样啊，没有什么不一样。
And he feels that both are the same, animals and humans.
哦，人啊没有胜过动物啊。
Man does not is not greater than animals.
哦，但是啊，我们刚刚。有提到说哈、哦、在所罗门他的观察里头啊，经常会出现日光之下，日光之下啊。
We often read the phrase under the sun.
所以如果我们单单把我们的视野局限在今生哈、哦、短暂的今生啊，那就会像所罗门王所看到的一样。
If we live our life just currently.Focus upon the under the sun, our life will be just like what Solomon lived.
啊，就什么通通一样啊，人跟畜生也一样啊。
Then everything will be the same, animals and human.
啊，因为死亡啊，像深渊界定一样，没有人能够越过去的。
And it's just like that, it's like a revenge that no man can pass this abyss.
没有人能够逃躲的。
And that is.Cannot be escaped by any human.
没有人能够胜过死亡的。
And no one can overcome that.
哦，这是世人共同的结局。
And this is the conclusion of all human.
还是哦，这个凡有气息的生物共同的结局啊。
And this is the final conclusion of any creature that can breathe.
哦，所以唯有我们将啊我们的视野提升到日光之上去啊。
Only when we upgrade our mentality above the sun.
啊，有神。
If there is God,
那就不同了。
Things are different.
啊，那我们的啊，这个啊，整个人生呢、啊，就大大的不同。
Then our life livelihood are greatly different.
22节啊，是作者他的一个结论。
22 is the conclusions of this author.
啊，当啊，欢喜享受自己劳碌的。
And that he enjoys what he labor for.
好，但是也提出了一个警告。
But it also reminds us a warning.
好，要纪念这个身后之事。什么是身后之事？就是死了之后的事情啊。
And see him that what would happen after we die.
好，这是未来要发生的事情。
That is the event that happens after what.
好，就仿佛啊，放了一个伏笔在这里啊。
And here it gives something to ponder about.
啊，你要知道神会审判。
You know that God will bring judgment.
你要知道，在今生过渡之后，还有一个永恒呢。
You know that when we end this life, there's an eternal life waiting for you.
哦，这是作者在比较人跟这个其他的受造之物啊的一个对比啊。
And here, this is a comparison between human and animals.
哦，他的看法、他的感想、他的结论。
And this is perspective, the understandings, and feelings of this author.
哦。那啊，在这一章里头啊，我们也可以谈一谈呢。
In this chapter, let us think about.
哦，因为啊，这一章提了很多时候的问题啊。
And here, this book talks about a time for everything.
哦，我们可以谈一谈神的时候啊，我们对神的时候的看法的啊，以及解释啊，是什么怎么样
？What is our understanding about the time of God?
哦，那这接下来就是我们要怎么样活出哦，跟动物不一样的尊贵性来啊
？And how can we live a more autonomous status than an animal's.
哦，像个人哦，啊，尊贵是按着神的形象所创造的。
And an autonomous status that God has created us under His image.
哦，这个是这一章里头哈，啊，接下来第四章。
Chapter four.
啊，四章同样的是延续哈，啊，这个作者他对于人生客观的一个观察。
And this is his own fine perspective of a life.
好，四章的一节，哦，到第八章啊，那都针对啊人生百态啊的做观察。
Chapter 4 through 8 it talks about the life of a human。
哦，在这第四章里头啊，作者观察了几样啊，第一样啊就是有关社会上的不公平啊。
The first aspect is about the inequality of the society。
哦，一到十六节哈。
Verses 1 through 16.
一到三节，首先他观察到哈，那个受欺压的人啊，没有人安慰他们。
And those being oppressed, no one comfort them. Verse 1 through 3.
暴政的可怕。
And this is how terrible this is.
好，那再来四到六节。
Verses 4-6.
那谈到说劳碌啊，啊，反而受人嫉妒啊。
And laborers is that been envied by many people.
啊，满一把与世无争啊，胜过满了两把，遭人嫉妒啊。
And that even though that we achieve everything under, yet others will envy after us.
好，带来生活上的不安。
And it brings uncomfortable to our life.
好，那七到十二节啊，谈到孤独没有依靠的问题。
Verses 7-12 talks about the loneliness and without any reliance.
好啊，七节八节。
7 and 8.
哦，谈到啊啊，为谁辛苦为谁忙啊
？And who works and who labors?
好、哦、啊，那啊，接下来哦，谈到两个人比一个人好啊。
Next, talk verses 9 onwards. Talk 2 are better than 1.
有什么好处呢
？What benefits?
可以同得果效。
That they can enjoy both good works.
相互帮助。
They can help one another.
同得温暖。
And they can keep one another warm.
哎，团结力量大啦。
And unity bring great power.
好、哦，那、接下来，好、哦、啊，十三节到十六节。
Verses 13-16.
我谈到有关声望的虚空的问题。
And talking about an advancement is vanity.
哦，在这里呀、啊，作者仿佛啊，以他自己哈、哦、来做一个比这个比拟呢哈。
And this author uses himself as a pen name.
啊，世代的交替。
And the passing on for the next generation.
年少时有智慧，但老的时候啊，愚昧，不肯纳谏。
When they are young, they are wise. Yet when they are old, they are foolish.
哦、啊，被推翻了。
And they be overthrown.
啊，如此世代循环啊，也是一种虚空。
And the changes of generations is also a vanity.
所罗门王好像在谈他自己呀、啊。
It seems that Solomon is talking about himself.
年轻的时候、哦、懂得向神求智慧，大有智慧、啊、
And while he was young, he knew how to pray to God to ask for wisdom. He possessed great wisdom.
年老的时候愚昧啊，宠爱啊这些嫔妃啊，啊结果得罪神。
And in the old age, that he is foolish, that he loved all his mistresses and he transgressed against God.、
哦、结果啊啊这个耶罗波安呐、啊、哈、啊、就取代了他了。
And later on, Jeroboam replaces Solomon.
哦，所以他传位给他的儿子罗波安，哦，耶罗波安就起来，结果国家就分裂了。
And then when Solomon passed to his descendants, Jeroboam fights, and the kingdom split.
啊，耶罗波安也是一样啊。
The same happens for Rehoboam.
哦，神啊，这个哦，拣选他。
God chose him.
哦，那是后来呀、啊，哦，他也变了。
Later on, Rehoboam changes also.
哦，所以也被人家推翻了。
And he was overthrown by others.
世代就这样一直循环下去。
And the cycles goes once again.
哦，所以他觉得这也是虚空啊。
And he feel that this is vanity.
哦，这是第四章的内容。
Chapter 4.
啊、哦，他啊，作者观察到这个人生社会上的百态。
And here the author realized that what the society made of.
好、哦。接下来第五章
，Chapter 5，、
哦、继续的啊，有关人生百态虚空的观察
，And another observations about the vanity of life in the society。
那五章的一节到啊、这个第七节啊
，Verses 1-7，、
哦、这个作者观察到有关宗教信仰方面的事情
，It talks about religious education life、
哦。那第一节谈到这个集中聚会崇拜的事情。
Verse 1 tells about how we concentrate ourselves in worshiping God.
到神的殿要谨慎脚步啊，敬虔听胜过愚昧人献祭啊。
Guard our step when we go to the house of God, go near and listen rather than offer sacrifice of the fool.
哦，因为不知道所做的是恶事啊。
Because they do not know what they do are wrong.
好、哦。在这里呀、啊，啊，谈到谨慎脚步啊，啊，这个不是单单来到教会哈、啊，啊，这个。轻声啊啊，这个慢慢走哈，不是只有在教会啊，那也比喻着我们在日常生活上，我们也要检点谨慎。
And guard your step doesn't mean that when we enter the chapel we walk softly. Yet in our society of livelihood, we should be aware of what we are doing.
好、哦，那敬虔听啊，那古时候没有像现在有这个有麦克风哦，所以啊，你如果要听仔细，你就要到前面来听了。
And in the old days, ancient days, that there is no microphone and loudspeakers, that you, when you want to listen something, you have to come very close to the speaker.
现在的弟兄姐妹都喜欢远远听哦，坐在后面好。
Today we can see that everyone would like to take the end seat.
哦，传道看不到啊，尤其是死角哦，哇，就跟旁边就聊起天来了。
And sometimes we can see that we were stuck in our center corners that no one can observe us, and we begin our conversation.
哦，在台湾就有这么样的笑话。
And that is a joke that happens in Taiwan.
啊，一个弟兄啊，哦，这个问另外一个，哦，哎，现在几点了？
And there's a brother, ask another brother, what time is it?
那个弟兄啊，什么？问我现在几点了？
And suddenly this brother says, you ask me what time, what happened?
现在3500点。
And then he says that now you have 3,500 points.
看他耳朵还戴一个耳机啊，哎，不是助听器，原来是接到收音机在听股票了。
And he realized that he has a earphone in his ears, that what he's listening is not listening to the speakers, yet he's listening to the radios for the stocks market.
也有一个这个弟兄哇，传道在讲道的时候，在下面哇一直做笔记啊。
And there's another brother that while the speaker was preaching, that he was taking notes on a pulpit.
传道好感动啊。
And the minister was very touched.
后来啊，偷偷去翻他的笔记啊，不是写讲道的，是股票哪一只股涨多少了，画那个图表了。
And after that, the preacher was curiosity when he opened up the notebook. What he realized is not the contents of the preaching, but about how the stock is doing.
所以啊，敬虔听哈，代表啊，我们对于神话语的渴慕啊。
So that we have to pay attentive to listening to the words of God.
那再来这里说啊，这个胜过愚昧人的献祭啊。
And it says that is.Better than the sacrifice of the fool.
好，撒母耳先知曾经责备过扫罗啊，说听命胜过献祭。
Once, Samuel rebuked Saul that his obedience is better than sacrifices.
你不知道神的命令，你怎么懂得怎么去遵守，按着神的旨意来侍奉他
？Unless we know what the commandments of God is, how do we know how to offer sacrifices to Him?
所以这里谈到说哈，在宗教上他的观察哈。有关呐、这个集中聚会祷告的时候哈、
And this is the observations that while everyone assembled together to worship God.
那第二节到第三节谈到个人对神的敬拜啊。
Verses 2-3 talks about personal relation or personal worship towards God.
对神的祷告的内容，还有祷告的态度。
And the attitudes and the contents of our prayer.
要我们明白啊，神是崇高的，人是卑微的。
We have to understand that God is almighty and men are unworthy.
所以在崇高的神面前啊，不要乱开口啊。
So towards almighty God that we should not simply say what you want.
言语要寡少，这个寡少是约束的意思。
And we have to restrain our way of saying.
那我们有时候也想想看哈，我们在向神祷告的时候啊。
Let us think of the prayer we offer.
我们是不是有那种好像去公司见我们老板见那个大老板的时候那种敬畏啊。
And do we have the attitude or mentality that we are going to see the vice president or the president of our company?
还是无所谓好像在跟在跟这个小孩子讲话一样。
Or our attitude is that we are talking to a younger kid.
神要的是我们那种态度啊。
And God wants our reverence to Him.
那作者勉励的也是这个。
And this is what the author encourages.
再来哈。
Next.
在第四节到第六节谈到感恩跟还愿的事情。
Verse 4-6 is about giving thanks and fulfilling the vow.
这个也是要我们哈。这个谨慎我们所祷告的内容。
And we should be careful of what we put in our prayer.
那第五节。
Verse 5.
这是作者他的感想。
And this is a feeling of the author.
人太多的梦想反而被私欲所缠绕以至于梦话连篇。
When man has dreams, that dreams will influence us and then we will be wondering, daydreaming.
所以无论是聚会崇拜也好，或者是个人祷告，或者是感恩还愿。
Regardless of our worship or our paying of our prayer that we offer or fulfilling our vow,
都不能够只是口头上在拜神心却远离神
And we cannot alter it, and we cannot just share it, but our mind is away from us.
这是虚假，是虚幻的。
And this is in reverence to God.
好，重点是要敬畏神。
And the last point is that we do this to fear God.
好，那接下来八到十七节啊，这是作者啊对于这个财富的看法。
Verses 8 through 17, the author views of riches.
好。财富带来这个祸患负面的这个看法啦。
And we have the negative aspect of looking at riches.
八节九节啊。
Verses 8 and 9.
谈到穷人受欺负。
And how the poor are oppressed.
官长欺压这个穷人使公义荡然无存。
How the official will oppress the poor and how other will be raised.
这边提到说地的益处归众人啊。
And here it talks about that land will be given, taken from all.
第九节那里。
That's from verse 9.
有人解释说这个土地应该是众人所共有要平均分配，不可以垄断。
And here explanation is that the land is free for all, everyone should own it and not one should monopolize it.
保障人民安居乐业。
So that this will give, security for all mankind.
所以在律法里头有规定这个产业是不可以卖断的。
And here in the laws that there is written, yes, it is right that inheritance cannot be sell off.
到了禧年的时候通通要归还。
At the year of Jubilee, all this should be returned back.
十节到十二节。
Verses 10 and 11.
谈到富贵的苦痛苦
And tells us about the sorrows of riches.
其实贪财是万恶之根这是圣经上保罗给的教导。
Paul's teaching is that money is the root of all evil.
如果只是守着这个钱财
And if we just keep the money.
不懂得运用。
And do not know how to use it wisely.
其实这个。也是一种虚空
And this is a vanity.
只是看一看而已
And it's just for us to look at it.
从前有一个富翁他有很多钱
Once there was a millionaire.
他把所有的钱财都锁在保险箱里头
And he just locked all his paper money or whatever money in a wall.
有一次他有一个朋友来
One day, his friend comes, visited him.
就跟他讲说你能不能让我看看你有多少财宝
？And his friend asked this friend of his rich friend whether can he show him all the wealth that he possesses.
我给你$100。
And I will offer you $100 for the viewing.
我只要看就好。
I would like to see it.
富翁想一想说，反正让你看也不会少什么，好吧
？And the millionaire says it's okay, it will not make any loss for me.
而且还能够赚$100
And that is a good deal that he can make money just for allowing people to view it.
我就让他看
And he allowed his friend to view the money.
看完之后他这个朋友跟他讲说，我现在跟你一样有钱
And after this viewing, the other poor friend says, now I'm as rich as you.
那富翁说怎么说呢
And how can you explain that to me?
你有那么多钱，你也是看一看而已那我现在也跟你一样看一看所以我们两个一样有钱
And you are a millionaire and you have all the money and now I've already looked at all the money you have. I have the same viewing as you are and I'm as rich as you are.
其实我还比你更好
In fact, I'm better than you do.
因为你那么多钱在这里你晚上都睡不着觉。
And because you have so much money here that you cannot sleep good at night.
我就没有这个烦恼
I do not have this worry.
所以这个就是富贵之苦
And this is how the sorrows in riches.
十三节到十七节提到这个守财的痛苦
Verses 13 to 17 is the painfulness in guarding our wealth.
十一节那里提到说财富带来虚空。
Verse 11 says that wealth brings vanity.
货物增加吃用的人也增加，结果什么也没有得到，看一看而已
And all this wealth is just for good for viewing because as we increase wealth, we have more friends and we have more labels.
但是十三节到十七节这是进一步提到这个财富带来的祸患甚至能够这个 引人死亡啊，人一死亡啊，财富也转到别人的手里去了。
Verse 13 to 17 talks about the sorrowness in wealth is because when that comes, all this money will be transferred to another person.
哦，子孙也得不到什么。
And probably your descendants will not get much.
哦，所以生不来啊，生不带来啊，死不带去啊，只有受气。
And here says that you're born with nothing and you die with nothing and you are just filled of sorrows.
哦，这是啊，这个作者对于财富带来这个负面的影响他的看法。
And this is the aspect of this, the negative aspect of how the author view about wealth.
哦，那十八节到二十节啊，啊，就是作者他的一个结论啊。
Verses 18 through 20, the conclusion of this author.
哦，他首先他认为啊，哦，这是神的恩宠恩赐啊。
And author realized that these are the grace of God.
能够享受神所赐的生命健康啊，可以啊，这个享受啊啊劳碌所得的。
And that we enjoy all this because of our labels.
哦，这是神的恩赐。
And these are the grace of God.
啊，享受神赐给人的资财啊。
When God grant wealth to man.
哦，那恩赐是礼物的意思啊。
And this grace it means a gift.
啊，那再来。神这个啊、哦，神应人的心啊，这也是一种哦，这个啊福气啊。
And it's also a grace that God granted things to man.
哦，有神的眷顾。
With God's protections.
哦，这才是人生真正的喜乐跟保障。
And this is the assurance and the joy of man.
哦，所以在这里仿佛啊，哦，这个所罗门王啊，哦，这个作者哈、啊，他提出他对财宝的看法。
And here, the Solomon, the author, mentions about his perspective of wealth.
好啊，在不在乎人的追求，因为人的追求往往带来的是负面的。
And it's not for what men look or pursue after, because men's ways are mostly negative.
哦，神所赐的福是不加上忧虑的。
The graces God granted does not come with it.Come worried with it.
啊，有神亲自来当我们啊的依靠跟保障。
And because God Himself assures us and protects us.
虽然我们没有什么。
Since that we do not possess anything.
啊，但有缺乏啊，跟神一祷告，神就开路，神就帮助，神应我们的心，哦，那这还是最大的一个恩典哦，最大的一个帮助。
When we are in need of things, we pray to God, and God rewards us and grants us, and this is the greatest assurance.
哦，这也是主耶稣所说的哈，不要为明天忧虑的这个恩典啊。
And this is what Jesus said himself, that do not worry about tomorrow.
哦，那以上啊，这是第五章。
And this is chapter 5.
哦，传道书啊，也是智慧的书信。
And Ecclesiastes is also the book of wisdom.
啊。跟箴言一样哦，都是谈到在我们生活上周遭里头遇到的事情。
Just like Proverbs, it mentions about our life applications.
哦，是前人累积了下来的智慧啊。
And this is all the collections of wise men of the past.
哦，相信呢、啊，对于我们的信仰生活、啊、是啊最直接的。
And I believe that this is very closely related to our life.
哦，所以也盼望我们弟兄姐妹在查考的时候。